If you one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys. We trade his whole world, his whole world, for one of them girls. One of them girls. Maybe we'll never be seen together at night on a crowded street. I may never reach across your body to kill the light when you're asleep. Maybe I'll never watch you dressing. I won't sound too familiar on the phone. But I can't touch your hand accidentally and take that moment home. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, but still I know. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. I won't be there when you need holding, but I'm sure that he can pull you through. But I can sing this song to everybody and pretend it's not about you. Close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, still I know. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, but still I know. That's as close as I'll get to. Yeah, that's as close as I'll get to. That's as close as I'll get to.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Sources tell ABC the IRS is going to lay off thousands of probationary workers in the middle of tax season. Sweeping cuts continue across the federal government that President Trump says are needed to make the government more efficient. But Hannah Hickman, who lost her job at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, said the proper process was not followed.
This is an attack on the CFPB, and it's an attack on the law that Congress passed to protect ordinary Americans after the financial crisis.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. And ABC has learned Secretary Rubio is expected to be one of several high-ranking administration officials to travel to Saudi Arabia to take part in peace talks aimed at reaching a deal between Russia and Ukraine. President Trump will attend the Daytona 500 today. The start of the race moved forward by 1 hour because of rain in the forecast. The South has already seen heavy rain and flooding. This is ABC News. An attempt to unionize another Amazon facility was defeated. This one was in North Carolina. Tom Garner's with the ABC affiliate in Raleigh, WTVD.
After a week of voting monitored by the National Labor Relations Board, the vote tally was 829 yes, with 2,447 voting no. They say moving forward, as the cost of living in North Carolina rapidly rises, their work for better pay continues. An Amazon spokesperson telling ABC 11, quote, "We're glad that our team in Garner was able to have their voices heard and that they chose to keep a direct relationship with Amazon. We look forward to continuing to make this a great place to work together and to supporting our teammates as they build their futures with us."
United Airline passengers have been stuck in rural Newfoundland since Thursday when their flight diverted there because of a medical emergency. They are hopeful to resume their trip to Dublin, Ireland today. And in Montreal, the United States beat Canada 3-1 in the Four Nations face-off ice hockey. The game featured three fights in the first 9 seconds. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
April Breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you. Only at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some snow early, then we'll see skies turning mostly sunny. Highs in the lower teens, a northwest breeze. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lows around 10 below, wind chills to 25 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, our handcrafted family secret since 1976. Try it today at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. It's 6 at our studios.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
It's Montgomery Gentry and Gone. Hi there, it's Andrew J. Great to have you along, and thank you for making me a part of your Sunday morning. With Garth Brooks, this is Rodeo.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half a Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's a white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. Does her best to hold him when his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white of the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play a game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It's a bronc in the blood, it's a steers in the mud, and they call the thing rodeo. Wow, wow.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. She's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires. Muscadine wine. Tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some other. just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I'll get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old Hank. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep taking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home in mama tank. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my eight. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
I ain't saying. That's Jordan Davis. Great to have you here. It is Andrew Jay, and thank you for making me part of your weekend. Hope you're having a good one so far, and thanks for keeping the radio on. I got Martina McBride right around the corner.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
You know, you're really not stuck. Really. People think when it comes to paying for health care, they just have to kind of go along with the way it is, no matter how frustrated they are with it. But it's not true. MediShare has been a huge help to people for 30 years now. And more these days, especially, people are realizing what a great alternative it is. And the difference isn't just the savings, which are huge. It's the whole thing. You're a part of something good. It's a community of people who care for and pray for and encourage each other. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. You're actually sharing. And yeah, back to the savings, often up to $500 a month with MediShare. The customer service is refreshing too because they're for you. It's just a different way. And even though you might feel stuck with the frustrating status quo, it's not so. You can call them now and start saving and feeling better about how you're doing it, too. Here's the number. It's 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, what else could it be?
A somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas.
Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it.
That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Welcome to our WRDN listeners, and a special thanks again to Brian Winnikins for allowing us to broadcast our teaching segment of the worship service of First Baptist of Durand. And we'd like you to take your Bible and turn to Titus chapter 3. I'm going to be looking at verses 4 through 13. I'm going to read this, and I'd like to ask you to follow along silently. Titus chapter 3, beginning with verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Father, we're aware that this text has been read many times in many, many, many parts of this planet by many believers from all walks of life. And we thank you for the privilege now of being able to study it ourselves. We pray for illumination through the ministry of your Holy Spirit. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. If you remember last week, our study was entitled Living Amongst the Lost. And once you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you realize what a great chasm has been made between your former life and your new life. And trying to connect with other people and knowing how to live amongst those that have not yet met Christ takes some skill, doesn't it? And so Titus gives us some tips, some principles, some axioms in how to navigate in this world that really does not know the Lord. And we said one of the things is in verses 1 and 2 is to remember your duties. Remember your duties. And there we have in verses 1 and 2 the importance of obeying our civic officials, our government. Verse 1 says, put them in mind to be in subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates. So how important that is. And then also in verse 2, we need to remember our duties to our fellow man. And speak evil of no man, Paul said in verse 2. And don't be brawlers, but be gentle and have an attitude of meekness. So that's important as we live out this new life for Jesus Christ. Now, the second thing here he gives is verse 3 is that remember your former condition. Remember what you once were. Remember how you once lived. Remember what your goals were and how they have changed since Jesus Christ has come into your life. Remember your former condition. And we highlighted a few of the words that Paul uses as he talks to Titus here. He says, we were foolish, we were disobedient, we were serving diverse lusts and pleasures, malice and envy. These are things that we have no reason to be haughty or to be arrogant or to be self-righteous. It was George Whitefield that said, he was the 17th century evangelist on both sides of the Atlantic. Where he went, revival followed. And he says, as he saw a man being led off to the gallows, he says, there go I, but for the grace of God. And there go each of us, but for the grace of God. We are sinners saved by grace. And that is so important for us to keep in mind. So we need to remember our duties. We need to remember our former condition. And then we need to remember our salvation. We need to remember our salvation. And that is spelled out for us here in verses 4 through 7. And he says in verse 4, but after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Isn't it interesting? There's three features of the salvation, this new life that we have from Christ, afforded by Christ's death, burial, and resurrection for each of us. Three features that are spelled out for us right here in verses 4 through 7. Number one, this relationship was initiated by God. It was initiated. It was started by God. The Bible tells us here, but after that, but when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. You see, God began drawing us to his Son through acts of kindness. And our eyes began to open up as we understood just how generous our God has been with us. And the Bible tells us, after we began to experience that kindness and realize that kindness, we became exposed to that love, which is far stronger than just an act of kindness. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. God took the first step in drawing us to himself here. So we need to remember that we can't put our thumbs in our suspenders and say, you know, God looked down and he saw me or he saw you and said, oh, they're just so stellar. No, he picked you up out of the dung heap. That's what the Apostle Paul said. And he brought us to himself. He initiated that relationship. But after that, or when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, the second feature of our salvation is that it was accomplished by God. It was accomplished by God, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. So many people think that if they live a good life, they're going to make the gates of heaven. The Bible says that is not the way it works. In fact, the Bible declares in the book of Isaiah that all our works are as filthy rags before the Most High. They're filthy. Even the best of the best that we can do, they are unacceptable to God. What can wash away my sins? The songwriter asked. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 1. Now unto him that loved us, who washed us from our sins in his own blood, unto him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 6. Jesus Christ is the one who accomplished this salvation for each of us, not by anything that we have done. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let him lead you down the path of humanism, thinking that if you stay out of jail, you are going to make the gates of heaven. That is not the way it works. If you could get to heaven by being good, it would have been pointless for Jesus Christ to die on the cross. That's the whole reason why he died on the cross, because there's no way you or anyone else could ever get to heaven in their own earthly works. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. This is accomplished by God. I have a quote here by John MacArthur. Mercy is similar to grace. Grace relates to guilt. Mercy relates to affliction. Our life before we met Jesus Christ. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according, it was God's mercy. He saved us. Saved us what? Saved us from the penalty we deserve for our sin, which is hell. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Regeneration. There's a divine cleansing that happens inside an individual when he or she puts their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And it is the most wonderful experience, event, that a person can have in their life. Now, I want us to focus on this in your point number two under Roman numeral number three, regeneration. Literally, it means new birth. And the word is used by several different individuals. One, Josephus, who is a Jewish historian that lived after Jesus, just shortly after his death. He lived from 37 AD to 110 AD. And he used the same word, regeneration. It's palagenia. He used that same word to describe the new birth of the Jewish nation after they were released by Cyrus, king of Persia, to come back to their land in 539 BC. There's another individual in history by the name of Philo. He was a Jewish philosopher. He lived in Egypt from 20 BC to 50 AD. And he used that word, palangeia. He used that word to describe the condition of the earth after the flood. After the flood, everything was new. And then Jesus Christ uses the word several times in Matthew chapter 19. Peter says to Jesus, "Jesus, we've left all to follow you." And Jesus said in verse 28, he said, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration," palangeia, "in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon thrones judging the 12 tribes." And he's talking about the rejuvenation of planet Earth, when it will return to a condition almost like the Garden of Eden. And he calls it regeneration. Same word that is used here. And then it is also used in Acts chapter 3, verse 3, when Peter speaks to a crowd that had gathered in the temple area. He tells them they need to repent of their sin and turn their life and will over to Jesus Christ. And he says, Jesus is going to come and there will be times of restitution which God had spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Times of restitution, same word, palagenia, and it means regeneration. It means a new birth. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It is William MacDonald that said this, "The new birth, it is not putting new clothes on a man, but it is putting a new man in the clothes." That's what it means to have this new life from Jesus Christ. Man, we don't stress baptism here, though it is important. But baptism is not going to get you to heaven. We don't stress membership here, though it is important. Membership in a church is not going to get you to heaven. We do not stress ceremonies and rituals here, though many are acceptable and helpful. But rituals and ceremonies are not going to get you to heaven. What can get you to heaven? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And my friend, if you're listening to me via radio and you are tired of going to church and you don't see anything in it and you don't understand it and it's boring to you, you need to be born again. You need to have Christ enter your life. You say, "Well, my pastor, my priest, or my minister never told me about that." Well, listen to what Jesus Christ said. He says in John chapter 3, verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except thee be born again, regenerated, you shall not see or enter in the kingdom of God." And he's standing at the door of your life and he wants to come in. He said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him." And my friend, wherever you're at, you're listening to my voice. If you have not met Jesus Christ, and if you are tired of religion and you want a relationship with God, right now where you're at, turn from your sin, repent of your sin, and say, "Jesus, I want you as my Lord. I want you to come into my life and make me new," just as Paul spoke to Titus by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Said that there's three features to this salvation that are mentioned right here. One is initiated by God. God is the one who started to draw you and bring you to himself. Some of you it was through heartache. Some of it was through sickness. Some of it was through things you are too big for you. But one way or another, he brought you to himself, and praise him for that. The second way is that's accomplished by God. Christ died for your sins. You cannot die for your sins and have an atonement. It's only Christ's blood that can cleanse you. And the third feature of this salvation is that it is crowned by God. It is crowned by God. You say, where do you get that, Pastor? Well, the Bible says in verse 6, the Holy Spirit, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. And my friend, when you receive Christ, you receive the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is not given to you in a skimpy, Scrooge-like, miserly fashion. The Bible says there that the Holy Spirit is shed on us, poured into us abundantly. Elsewhere, He is likened to water, living water. And so, and it says that being justified by His grace, and a fancy word for justified is a definition is that gracious act of God whereby He declares a believing sinner just because he trusts in the finished work of Jesus Christ. You say, but I've messed my life up. You say, but I've stained my life. You say that I've ruined my life. Yes, that might be true, but Jesus comes to restore that life and make it new and make it brand new. And you can be forgiven and you don't have to travel with that burden of guilt and that regret and remorse on your back anymore. Jesus Christ died to take that away from you so that you can live without guilt and have a clean conscience. And my friend, you can only get that from God Himself. And the Bible says when He declares you right, when He declares you just, no one can take that away from you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. wonderful. Now, this salvation, I mean, all of this that He gives to us, It's super, but He crowns this, all of these blessings, He crowns them by what He, look with me, what it says in verse 7, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now, an heir is someone who inherits property. And those that believe on the Lord not only receive the Holy Spirit, those that believe on the Lord not only receive the gift of eternal life, those that believe on the Lord not only receive God Himself as their constant companion 24/7, but He promises them something very special. We are going to be co-heirs with Him in this new world and in heaven itself. There are crowns. There are blessings that He has for us. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verses 16 and 17, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Three times that word heir is used. H-E-I-R. And then the Bible tells us here, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of the dead, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. My friend, I'm told right now that Elon Musk is the most wealthy man in the world. But you know what? I'm not one of his descendants, and when he dies, I'm not scheduled to get any of his property or any of his money. But I've got an inheritance that far exceeds that of Elon Musk. I've got an inheritance that far exceeds that of Warren Buffett. I've got an inheritance that exceeds that of Bill Gates, and that is an inheritance from Jesus Christ Himself. And all it, the salvation is crowned, and He gives us an inheritance besides all of this, all of the forgiveness of sins and all the other spiritual blessings that we have. So it does take skill to live in this world and to know how to navigate our life and to make an impact for others. And so in conclusion right here, there's much to remember as a follower of Christ. Remember our duties, our civic duties. Second of all, remember your salvation, initiated by God, accomplished by God, and crowned by God. And then it says, number two in our conclusion here, yet these instructions show us how to maximize our effectiveness as a witness among those who have met him. And my friend, you have a tall order. You think it's something special to go through the day or to go through the week or walk through your town. And imagine what it'd be. Oh, hi, Pastor. Oh, hi, Pastor. Oh, hey, here's the Reverend. Watch your talk. You know, you have got just as big a responsibility as I have, or more so, because you bear the name of Jesus Christ. And my friend, it doesn't take the lost long to peg you as different from them. They notice what language you are not using, and they notice what language you are using. And they see where your values are, and they see what you delight in. And all of that tells them you are different. And that difference opens the door for a clear witness for Jesus Christ. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and understand me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God, neither shall there be any after me. Isaiah chapter 43. What a blessing it is to know the living God. What a blessing it is to carry his name day by day, wherever we go, and to do it in such a way that he gets honor and others are being drawn to him. I know not everybody is. There are many that were just like you, just like myself, before I met Jesus Christ. Patience, love, and kindness is needed to draw these people to the Master. And God himself will do that. Now, very quickly here, we want to move into the next section of this last chapter right here. And it's entitled Applying the Word. It's entitled Applying the Word. So if you have that next outline, I'd like you to take a peek at it, please. And we have a little introduction to this part of our study here. It says that Titus had been given a bucket of information to help the churches in Crete. All of the verses that came prior to what we're looking at right now in verse 8. All of this information. It's a wealth of spiritual information. And what was Titus to do with it? Well, he could hoard it, he could forget it, he could study it later, or he could use it now, right? In James chapter 1, verse 22, provides us the answer. It says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. So what now are we to do with what God has given to us right here according to God's word? Well, the Bible says, and first of all, this is a faithful saying in verse 8, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Number one, what are we to do with it? We are to ensure that it be taught. We are to ensure, Roman numeral number one, that these things be taught. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly. Okay? All right? Now, you ought to be able to come to a church and expect the pastor to use a Bible. And you ought to be able to come to a church and expect to be lost if you don't have a Bible to follow the pastor. And if that's not the case, something is wrong. These things are meant to be taught in the house of God. These things are meant to be used by the people of God. Now he says, this is a faithful saying. You know, that term faithful saying is used four times in the scriptures. And what Paul is telling Titus about right here is the things that he had just mentioned. What? Salvation. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. That is a faithful saying. It was on the block amongst believers. It tells us that they had a well-defined understanding of what it meant and how to enter into a relationship with God. It was common knowledge in the early church. And it was a foundational truth that was very special to these believers. This is a faithful saying. It is also a reference that's found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. You think you're the worst sinner? Paul said he was the worst sinner. And amazing things that God did with Paul's life. He wrote 14 of our epistles in the New Testament. The chief of sinners. Another faithful saying is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 9. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. And what is that? What just preceded in verse 8. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. That's the faithful saying. You know, many times people look at believers and they say, boy, loser, loser. The Bible says the life of godliness is profitable now, but also in the life to come. That was a faithful saying among first century believers. And then the fourth faithful saying that is found in the Bible is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. And to say that if we be dead with him, that means if we have counted ourselves dead to sin, if we have been saved, we shall also live eternally with him. Those faithful sayings sum up a powerful truth by which the early believers lived and died. And so we come back here now to Titus chapter 3 and verse 8. He says, this is a faithful saying, the one that just preceded it in verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. So these things, you are to insist, you are to ensure that these things be taught. And these are this is the kind of church that you want to attend, where the Word of God is taught. People can talk about the Word of God, but they can also teach the Word of God. And what a big chasm exists between both of those statements here. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. Well, we're going to stop our study right here, and we'll pick it up next Sunday. And a lot has been said, and I hope that each one of you will be a cow this week, a spiritual cow. And I hope that each one of you will ruminate and digest and process all the spiritual food that we've enjoyed together this morning. Father in heaven, thank you for the word of life. We love you, and we thank you for what you have done for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at 715-894-7555. 715-894-7555. You're also invited to visit them on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. They meet at the Riverview Community Center at 606 West Madison Street in Durand. It's 9 o'clock at Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH, Durand. Time now for the weekly service from the First Baptist Church of Algiers in Walker, Louisiana.